friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're just going to make me shout myself hoarse. You're not a football. You're not. You don't want what's best for the Browns is what bothers me. You just want what's best for your own entertainment.
See, I'm Stipe.
And now you're laughing about it.
I'm Stipe in this example when he would let the other heavyweights get exhausted for the first four rounds.
I'm not exhausted. I'm exasperated. There's a true difference. I am exasperated. The second I start to understand your opinion, or the second I start to respect your opinion of the game of football, well, you start to pull the crap you're pulling. What, Owen's got a clip of us losing our mind. This is going to be embarrassing. Fine, I'm this mad over a preseason game against the Panthers.
What, you want to see four quarterbacks split reps for another 3 weeks?
No, you think when you were saying that the guy was throwing to ball boys last week, and now all of a sudden he's getting first-round picks, and you want him to be thrown all over the place? You're nuts.
You're not
putting him in a position to be successful, and then you're being the exact same Browns terrible franchise that everybody's saying you are.
If you think the only way for him to be made to be successful is to hand the ball off in preseason game one against third stringers, then what the hell? Then you clearly don't think he's good either.
Do your homework and understand that Dave Canales is saying they're going to play third stringers.
So in the second quarter,
And for you just wanting to see something, wanting to be entertained,
to see if
is
you guys
part
good.
Of the exact reason why we're in this problem in three, the first throwing. Place. How did I not drop F-bomb after F-bomb on you? I got to play
why
that for my son.
My response is getting edited out of that clip,
Mitch. I
got to
play that for my son.
Why are all my responses getting edited out there?
Because he's mad at you because you're finally letting him have it, and I'm not the bad guy to say the bad news.
That is certainly a different Ken Carmen from this Ken Carmen yesterday.
Make it forgettable.
Just give me a forgettable season, Cleveland Browns.
I didn't know he was starting on Friday yesterday.
We're not going to have a forgettable preseason. That is damn sure.
No, sir.
Want to talk about a gift? We can admit, gift from the gods, what Kevin Stefanski gave us yesterday.
Allegedly. We'll find out more from him today at 9:30. He could always just go, I don't know where you guys got those reports. Tyler Huntley starting.
Oh, my God.
Well, if we want to talk about gifts, that'd be more of the gift than him going, they got it right. The reports were right.
Boy, you'd be pretty shocked if that were to happen. Feel bad for Mary Kay if that were the case. 216-474-0092. I want to get to the phones here because we only have so much time. Kevin Stefanski, his press conference should roll off live 9:30. I know that there's very heavy rain down in Carolina right now, down in Charlotte. They're at Bank of America Stadium working out. Getting ready for their joint practice between the Cleveland Browns and the Carolina Panthers before they do battle, quote-unquote, coming up on Friday in preseason game number one. You said you got people over there going, Ken just wants to run ISO the whole game. No, man. Damn, but I want to make sure he's taken care of because you got the same people who are upset that he's throwing to, quote-unquote, now I don't know if he's throwing to ball boys. I'm just going by what Daryl said. That's our beat reporter. Daryl said the guy's throwing to literal ball boys. So you go from throwing to ball boys to taking first team reps. I'm going to take care of you. We're not going five wide here. Plus, it's a Kevin Stefanski offense. If we're going to do, he's a fifth round pick, which he's not. He is not your run-of-the-mill fifth round pick. And to say so, to act like he is being pretty naive. I'm not just going to put him in harm's way. With ones, without ones, whatever, because even if he's a fifth-round pick, he still needs to fit into more of a system that I believe is going to protect him and help him. So, when they get the ball after the opening kickoff, I'm fine if he turns right around and hands it off to Jerome Ford and makes it second and six. You're going to throw a couple of passes. You'll throw the ball. You'll try to let it rip one time. But you don't want him to throw it all over the place just to go nuts.
I guess, Ken, I've just seen so many.
So you guys are all entertained. You can have your drinks and enjoy it.
I've seen so many objectively bad young quarterbacks have unbelievable preseason games that I'm like, man, why not see if at the very least Shador can do some of that? We've seen when he's been given the opportunity to improvise, make some plays, and then we argue, well, would it have been a sack in a real game? Well, now we have a real game. Let's see. Let's see if any of the bad habits are being worked on. I expect him to have some issues. I also, knowing that you and I both agreed pre-draft that he had talent, that he had real talent. We did not agree about Dylan Gabriel with what the Browns did. Me and you probably, I think we didn't talk a lot of Dylan Gabriel, But I imagine me and you were on the same page that we didn't think Dylan Gabriel was
shocked. Yeah, I was shocked.
Had some big ceiling or anything that the Browns needed to capitalize on this. But Shador was different. Me and you both were pretty damn excited when we were, maybe we were misled, but when we thought he could be going in the first round.
But I don't want to throw him out there in harm's way just to see something, because I know what happens here. If they're anything, they try to be, Kevin Stefanski, I want him to try to be responsible. And if he doesn't do something like that, if he does what you're saying, that's an irresponsibility to me. Because you say you've seen so many objectively bad quarterbacks in preseason games. Yeah, you have. I've seen a lot of nondescript fifth-round picks be in preseason games. I don't think we've ever seen a fifth-round pick. You can't tell me that people aren't asking what if with this guy. They would have never asked what if with any of the other names I mentioned in the last hour. There's no way, even the hater of haters is wondering to themselves, what if it clicks with him? What if? Why? Because of everything that led up to the draft, because of what Mel Kiper was doing.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the days of the draft, getting emotional over it, for crying out loud, people wanting to sue the NFL and Mel Kiper wanting to go after everybody for this. You haven't had a fifth-round draft pick like this. So I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to take care of him like he was drafted in the first or second round. That's the way I'm going to do it. Because to just throw him out there is to just throw another pick away. There should be some ceiling there. Most fifth round picks, you don't believe that there's a ceiling. You hope that they are a backup. You cannot tell me there's not a ceiling there, a high ceiling that they can reach. Mike and Stowe, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
I'm calm. I'm calming down. I don't want to lose my voice before the preview show tonight, so I'm trying to keep it calm.
I'm really glad I'm with the commercial, because I hate following you guys going at it like that. I don't know where to go because I'm trying to calm down after my yesterday. I got sacked yesterday on your call show for the first time, and I'm like, I'm trying to.
I'm sorry.
Work. No, I deserved it. I understand. I try to get it on his show to tell him what I feel, but I can't because they won't stop repeating themselves. Jonathan Rapierlin,
Well,
that guy.
Can't. Well, Mike, hold on. I suggest call in under assumed name and go after them on their show. I can't let you just go rip guys on other shows on my show. They're not here to defend themselves. If Jonathan were sitting here in studio, go right after him. That's fine. I can't let you do that on this one. It's the same thing with coming in hot. Like, if you guys are ripping on certain media members, if they're sitting here, have at it. If they're not, I can't really allow it. It's just the rule, man. Jim in Concord Township, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
I'm with Kenny all the way on this. I've been a Shador guy since Jackson State. I think he's getting thrown into a tough situation, but I'll guarantee you this, Kenny. I watched him. He's physically and mentally tough. Even if he goes down in flames Friday, he'll rise again because that's what kind of kid he is. So I'm not that worried about it. Hopefully,
why would you care then if they let him air it out a little bit?
I care because, I know from playing sports, he had no opportunity to go against Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Greg Newsome, and that defense up until now. Now he's going against the first-string defense. He has no rapport with his receivers, Jerry Jeudy and all them. So it's a disadvantage.
Sure, but wouldn't that be awesome if he overcame that disadvantage? Wouldn't you think so much more highly of him if he was able to? What a story that would be the next day. That would be a national story. Shador, who never had the opportunity, balls out while everybody was watching. The haters were watching. He Browns did everything they could to limit his reps, and boom, this kid is what they call a player. He is gutsy. What a performance. You wouldn't love that?
I would love that, but it's probably not going to happen because they've been telling him he's not good enough to play you know, against the first team. Now they're throwing him in against the first team. But I think he'll be fine. I think long-term, he's still going to be our quarterback. I still have faith in the kid.
Jim, my thought to it, and thank you very much for the call, obviously, and thank you for agreeing with me, is, yeah, it would be great, but I don't want them to do that to him on purpose. I want them to take care of him. I want them to take care of him the way they would a first or second round pick. Chip in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Chip.
With Shador, and I'm a Shador guy, but I think that the best course of action is just, or the best scenario is for him just to kind of alleviate some of the knocks he had going into camp, like how he handled pressure, drifting back, playing under center, things like that. You know, is he able to get into the right protection? Is he able to check down to a back when the pressure gets in, rather than drifting backwards and taking unnecessary sacks and holding on to ball too long, waiting for somebody to come open? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if he's able to show that, you know, check out of bad plays, I think, you know, that's the best scenario for us. And the one thing, whether you like Stefanski or not, the one thing he has been able to do is to come out with an opening script, you know, get the plays that the quarterback, whoever, and it doesn't matter what quarterback he's had, he has so many that he's able to get them in plays that they're comfortable with, that they're able to be successful with. And I think if he just does that, he'll be fine.
That's why I'm perfectly fine. Chip, I got it because I have a hard out here because we got to get to Kevin Stefanski at 9:30. Thank you very much for the call. That's why, guys, I am perfectly fine. I am not going to come in here. I think I know what's going to happen. If I know Kevin, the way you and I know Kevin, Anthony, is he's going to be like 7 of 8, or he's not going to throw it very much, Shador Sanders. And people will be mad that he didn't open up the offense. But I'm telling you, I guess I'm going to be a big bastard on Monday because I'm going to say you took good care of him because he didn't have a lot of reps for the first teams. So you did what you were supposed to do. You protected him the right way. And I don't want to hear Lewis Riddick or Bob Griffin or anybody else. But, I mean, Bob Griffin's just nuts. But Lewis Riddick will be responsible about it. Lewis Riddick's a great guy. I don't want to hear any of the other ones say, well, they didn't turn him loose, because now you just hate the Browns. You're just going after the Browns for anything they do.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.